Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
All right, Michael, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throwhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast an unidentified duo from somewhere, I believe, in Australia. Now, there's no real story here, just some play-by-play of footage from a closed-circuit TV. Now, the action takes place right around a dumpster that's behind some type of business. Maybe a store, I don't know, but it doesn't matter. Now, the video shows a jogger, and then the jogger squeezes between the dumpster and the back wall. Why? Because he's going to poop. Now, he didn't realize he was on closed-circuit TV, but that was not his biggest problem. As he is pooping, an employee at the store exited, swinging the door open, and the door opens outward. So when he swings the door open, he slams into the jogger that is squatting down, pooping next to the dumpster. Now, the employee realizes that he has, in fact, hit someone. So he takes a look, as anyone would do. And when he sees that this guy is pooping, he now starts yelling at this guy, because obviously you don't want anyone defecating on your place of business. He starts yelling at the guy, and you can't hear his words, but you can assume what it is that he's saying. And then he at least demands that the man clean up his fresh pile of turds. The jogger is forced to use his bare hands to clean up the poop. And I know what you're thinking. We'll just pop the dumpster and drop it in there. He tried. The dumpster's locked. So the video ends with this guy walking with his own excrement in his hands until he disappears from camera view. Mm-mm-mm. The aristocrats.
Yep.
I had not seen the video until really halfway through the show. Pops up on Miles' screen, and when this guy gets hit by the door, and keep in mind, you're pooping, you're squatting, you're trying to be subtle, you're next to a dumpster. When this dude opens the door, I mean, he swings this thing open and smashes this guy, and you just kind of see him lower his head. I mean, he looks like a man who's been defeated. And
you're
just,
already defeated if you're pooping by a dumpster in an alley out back. I mean,
that's a strong when you say it out loud.
Like, look, you're in an extreme situation there where you don't have any options.
But he walks off with his hands cupped together with a pile of poop in him.
Like a little bird.
Walking. Yeah, I know. It looks like he's going to go release a chick into the wild, but it's a pile of his own poop.
I mean, why?
What? Dude. The guy that came out of the store was obviously
bigger
quite
guy,
angry.
He's going to kick his ass.
And it's need to clean this up. And I mean, like, I'm not giving you anything. So this guy picks up his own turds and walks away. But you see him trying to lift the dumpster, and it's locked. And I'm just like, oh, that's the bad part right there.
I feel like if I had to go that bad, that would not be pick-upable.
I agree. Like, hey, man, I'd love to help you, but you got any rags? Because, like, it's not necessarily where it impacted.
Let me get one sock.
Right. It's kind of a pool now.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Have you seen the video, Ted?
No.
Oh, man.
I guess better your poo than somebody else's, but it's
agreed,
still
100%.
Demeaning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He looks demeaned. I mean, he looks the way any of us would look if you had to pick up your own poop in a public place and walk down the street. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the... throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
A short can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Kyle. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hola! All right, Kyle, with style, you understand how this year's game is played.
I do.
Fantastic. You have one or two stories to choose from. We can hover around the wonderful world of drugs, or you can try to guess what the hell someone found in their food.
Let's go with the drugs.
Drugs, it shall be, my friend. Here is your story. A 41-year-old man, he was just sentenced to 22 years in federal prison for drug trafficking crimes on the Texas-Mexico border. Oscar Dean Davis pleaded guilty to conspiracy to distribute and distribution of a certain drug. Davis was the leader of an illegal drug distribution network responsible for obtaining multiple kilogram quantities of drugs from a Mexican-based supplier and then selling them throughout East Texas. Now, he admitted to acquiring large numbers of firearms, including pistols, rifles, high-caliber weapons, and then transporting them to the border. And he would do that in exchange for the drugs. So he's supplying the drug dealers with the weapons, drug dealers supplying him with the drugs. Now, finally, he admitted to using money services to wire transfer proceeds from the sale of the drugs to the supplier in Mexico. And he wasn't alone. 17 other individuals had previously pleaded guilty to their involvement in the ring and a firearms organization trafficking. Now, the case is the result of a two-year joint investigation by the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force. And he was indicted by a federal grand jury and charged with drug trafficking violations. Question I have for you is, what is the drug he's getting from these Mexican cartels to sell? Was it weed, meth, cocaine, or ecstasy?
You know, I would just go on a hunch and say cocaine just because of what goes on down there, you know? But what would you guys think?
Based on the area, you know, you'd think it would be easier to get weed, but it's not legal there. Right. And Texas is one of those states, man, where it might not ever be legal. New Mexico is the same way, although this is East Texas. I don't believe that Louisiana's legalized weed. So just in the market in general, if you are going to still sell marijuana illegally, I mean, the Southeast is your money haven. All the way over to the Midwest, all the typical states that you think would not have legal weed,
sure,
they're all in that area. Oklahoma, et cetera. So it's not beyond reason. You know, we don't think about it out here because it's legal.
And even when it wasn't legal, everyone smoked anyway.
Yeah, so it's not beyond reason that it could be weed. And they do have a surplus of weed. They never stopped growing weed.
Nope.
They still have it. They still need a market for it. They still have a market for it. So it's not unrealistic to think. I know it's the least of these drugs as far as harm, but that doesn't mean they're not profitable.
But it's still illegal, and it's an international border, right? So, correct. I mean, that inherently is the problem. And you're trading arms to the cartels for the drug.
Kyle, I just talked myself into weed. I'm going to just stick with that theory.
So they were trading this drug
for weapons
with a Mexican cartel.
Correct. Yeah, so basically he would show up at the border and it would give the cartel all the weapons, because, I mean, it's the U.S., so you can get whatever it is
like
you
Ozark.
Want. And then they would give him the drugs, and then after the sales of the drugs, they would use whatever money transfer, PayPal, whatever it was, to get the proceeds back to the cartel. He takes his cut and transfers the rest back.
And the choices, Ted, are weed, meth, cocaine, and ecstasy.
Man, that's a tough one. And you're right, weed is a big deal in Texas and in the Southwest. Yeah. And where was the border crossing?
It just says East Texas, so I don't know specifically which border crossing it was. And actually,
I don't even know if it's
a border crossing. They're just saying he rolled up to the border. And I get the feeling when you're transporting high-caliber weapons in exchange for drugs, you're probably not doing it at one of the guarded areas.
They throw it over the wall.
It'd be tough to throw guns over a wall.
Mm-hmm. Make sure they're loaded.
Right? Yeah, Miles, you're right. That could be weed, but also, I don't know. I feel like there's a way to, like, get the guns through there, and then you could just toss over it. Like, it'd seem easier to me to throw over bricks of cocaine or methamphetamine.
Oh, having done both, absolutely.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Seems like a simple
We need
way.
Somebody with an arm.
Yeah, right.
We got some pitchers down here, though.
He's going to play baseball instead.
Now he's in the Dominican.
Right, and you said then they sell the product and give it back?
They get whatever. He takes his cut, and then they use money transfer services to send
like
it back
PayPal
to
or whatever.
Right, so they're basically, they're not using the drugs. They're just
They're not using it. They're just moving the drugs for the cartel. Probably like Western Union or something like that, and you kick the proceeds back.
Man, so I'm kind of stuck between weed, marijuana, the doobitch.
Devil's lettuce. Chiba, chiba.
And methamphetamines, because I know the cartels are big into methamphetamines. That seems to be the biggest one crossing the border these days.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It just stuns me because we create so much meth here in the States. I'm just shocked that you even need it.
Well, there's some ingredients that are illegal, some chemicals that are illegal.
Only get in Mexico. Okay.
For us, right, for anybody to import to the United States. But in Mexico, you can import large amounts of these.
They get it from China.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Yeah.
So what are you thinking?
I feel like at the end of the day, you come down with weed, but they're all hopped up on the meth.
You're going to go meth. Okay, Kyle, you've heard everybody here. What are you thinking?
Yeah, you know, I think it would just be a little too much effort for weed, so I'm going to go with meth. I think that's a good answer.
Final answer. You're going to hang in there with Ted.
Okay. Good answer. Good answer.
Yeah, good answer. Great. All right, we're going to find out if they were transporting weed, meth, cocaine, or ecstasy next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
We're going to take some profile this. 41-year-old man pled guilty to drug distribution in the East Texas, Mexico area. Basically, what they were doing was trading weapons for drugs.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of what are those drugs that are so valuable that you're trading weapons for and then wiring the money back and all the other stuff.
And Kyle, that is the question that we asked you. What were the drugs? Was it weed, meth, cocaine, or ecstasy? Miles, you guessed weed.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Okay. And Kyle, you agreed with Ted Smith that it was, in fact, methamphetamine.
Methamphetamines.
You are correct, sir.
Meth it is. Meth for the win. Cheers for meth. Hooray, meth.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
Now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right.
Ted, do you mind if I interrupt you for a minute?
I don't.
We have an email.
Yeah, all right. What do you want?
Okay. It says, guys, I was watching Q13 News last night and saw that Walter Kelly is moving to Phoenix. He became my go-to weatherman. After listening to him on your show back in the day, his interactions with your show showed me what a cool guy Walter Kelly is. I didn't know if you could get him on one last time, and I thought I'd contact about you. That from Gerald Rubenkowski, our favorite Irish listener. Can we do that?
That'd be pretty cool if we could.
Can we get Walter Kelly on the line? Is Walter Kelly there? Walter Kelly! Oh, God.
Hello, hey, Walter Kelly.
Hello.
Oh, what's happening, Tower? What's happening, buddy? What are you doing?
How are you?
We're doing good, man. What?
I feel like we got the band back together.
I know. What, what have you been up to?
Well, obviously you saw all the stuff that happened last night, which was amazing. And now I'm already sitting here right now at a gas station looking at Mount Shasta.
You you got up, what, at 4 o'clock this morning to take off?
5 o'clock, drove 9 straight hours, and now I'm looking at this beautiful mountain.
What do you got, like a U-Haul, or are you just taking the car down?
Just the car. We had kind of pre-moved stuff over the last couple of weeks, but that was a cool week, the week of Walter, and I'm honored to be on your show again. I feel like everyone knows me more from your show than from
I doubt that. I doubt that. Now, Walter Kelly, back in the day, we would do the weather together. We would hang out every day. You were at Q13 for how many years total? You were the longest tenured on-air personnel there, right? Correct?
Yes, yeah. I got there in November of 97, and so a full 23 years.
Damn. Well, and also, people should know, like, it wasn't just that Walter would come on and do the weather for us. Like, in the commercial break, like, we could talk to him
right
when he was at the studio. So we all became friends, and we'd go out. We'd see Walter, and, like, it sounds weird, but in public,
yeah,
being a dude.
Right. And Walter, you're moving the family down to Phoenix, Arizona, where I heard the weather is horrible.
Yeah, it's a little hot right now. But, you know, 9 months of the year, it's perfect.
Yeah.
But also, you can afford it.
Was it?
Yes, Thrill, 100%.
Yeah,
man. I mean, Walter, can we be honest? Do you have a pool?
I do have a very nice pool.
I knew you had a pool.
Everyone in Phoenix has a pool.
I knew you had a pool.
You'll have a pool before you have a front door to your home.
I mean, there was no way you could talk your wife out of this deal after she saw the pool, saw the price, saw the Arizona desert living, all the stuff, you know what I mean, affordable. I'm like, you didn't have a chance, did you?
No, I did not. In fact, it was all her at first, for sure.
Are you scared of scorpions? That's the only down thing. I mean, you hear about the heat and all that, but I'm like, man, scorpions.
And big snakes and big spiders. Yeah, no, okay. I've been very afraid, but I don't know. All my people that I know down there and stuff are like, no, you don't see that stuff, and I'm like, yeah, because you're not stepping on it or whatever. You know?
Do you have family down there, Walter?
Yeah. My wife's family's down there, and then we obviously are moving down there.
Because I thought when I saw you at Interbay and we were swinging balls there, that you said that you'd either just come back from there or whatever the deal was to golf. All right. Are you allowed to say what's going on with your are you taking some time off and kicking back, or are you planning on working again?
Yeah, so I have worked for 37 straight summers, and I decided with my wife's help that we're going to take the summer off, and then I'll figure it out.
Okay, is your wife doing okay?
She's the happiest she's been in a long time, and she's in the sun with the palm trees and she's with her family, and it's a good life change.
That means your life's about to get better.
So was she originally from Arizona?
No, she's a Canadian. She's a Canuck. So she's a snowbird.
Canuckle.
Does that mean you're half Canadian now? Like, are you a dual citizen now that you married a real life Canadian?
My kids have that, so I'm just still a Washingtonian / on the move guy.
How about if his kids are half Canadian, they only wear the jean jacket.
Yes. Yeah. So Walter, what are your kids thinking? You know what I mean? Like, because moving as a kid, man, that's a traumatic experience. You know, obviously you're leaving behind your friends, your school, and obviously it's a different situation now with the COVID and everything. But are they fired up?
It is tough for them socially, but you know, we're looking at good schools, and it's. You know, that's kind of the tough part. But you're also dealing with teenage hormones and angst and,
So they suck anyway. Look, tell them to go be lonely in the pool.
Bob O'Reilly.
Yeah, absolutely. When you look back at your time in Seattle and your time at Q13, is there any moments that really stand out there for you that just kind of, some things that you just will never forget? And share with us one of those experiences.
Well, it's kind of funny, and this may sound kind of stupid because we're both in the business, but I think that cross, the cross shows that we did, starting with Ricker and then you guys, doing that cross, the cross radio TV, I think that was like one of the greatest. And of course, the fans, man, I'm telling you. You guys know, you go out and, drink your red beer and stuff. I mean, the people, it's so fun, right? Isn't it just the most fun to get out there and,
It was.
That makes the whole thing worthwhile.
Yeah, it was back in the day.
Those were the days.
They had wagon wheels and no COVID.
Exactly.
And Walter, there is, Ted was telling us, Ted can explain it better than us, but one woman who absolutely hated you.
Yeah, Walter, I don't know if I ever told you this, but I dated a girl and her grandma disliked you very much. And she brought it up every time. So then when the girl's grandma found out I knew you, it like made it worse. But Walter, the only reason she didn't like you is because you had French cuffs.
That's it. that's the only reason.
Right? I mean, that's what happens. You get one thing against you and you're doomed.
Right. It is crazy. How many old coworkers came out of the woodwork in the last week to congratulate you, to wish you the best?
You guys, I mean, it was like one of the most special things ever. First of all, I didn't realize I even could have known that many people.
Right.
But everybody came out. I mean, we had everybody from the original crew, you know, Leslie Miller, Dan Devone, Scott Angler, all those guys from, you know, 1998 to Peter Alexander, who's now like, you know, Mr. NBC Nightly News. And I mean, it was everybody, everybody came out, and including, you know, talking thousands and thousands and thousands of fans, which, you know, just warmed my heart. It was cool.
Did you realize the impact you had until this week, or did it kind of just kind of set in as this is happening?
No, I mean, you guys know, like, back when we were able to hang out and we were able to, you know, kind of, you know, do the radio and the TV, and we'd all sit down there at, you know, Seahawks Stadium or whatever. I mean, we could do all that kind of stuff, and it was just like, I just thought we were just being normal people, but I didn't, I mean, people were telling me this week that, you know, I got them exercise and they got off their heart medicine and they're biking and they're, you know, finished through their cancer, and I got them, you know, feeling good about themselves and I'm cooking. I didn't realize I was, had that impact.
Yeah, that's
look,
crazy,
man, you got me saying fresh pow pow. I'm the last guy in the world to say that, but I'm like, but it's fresh pow pow.
Yeah, man, right? I mean, come on. Fresh pow-pow. How do you eat that?
How long, how long would you say this whole thing has been in the works? I mean, how long have you kind of known that this was the right thing and this is what you're going to do?
I would say my wife and her family probably started talking about 2 years ago. And then a year ago, it was kind of project. We called it Project Desert Flower for her. And it just kind of bloomed, and there you go.
Yeah, but you know of anybody? No. I mean, Seattle's a great place. It's one of the most wonderful places, obviously, in North America. When it comes time for winter, it is a difficult place for anybody to be, just based on the amount of daylight, based on the weather that we get hit with, the amount of length of time that that kind of thing happens. And you know what, man? Some people just need some sunshine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean it's tough, and you know that more than anybody being a weatherman, like just how different the weather is here and how long those streaks can last and how long that gloom can last. It's going to be weird to go to a different environment and look up and not really understand maybe the weather patterns as much as you know
right,
what I mean?
Because like, you know how it works here, right?
But now you're going to a foreign environment, so you don't know where the wind's coming from. What is this haboob that we've got?
Because look, you're a meteorologist, not just a weather person, which means you can't help but wonder about this stuff.
That's my favorite thing. I mean, even since like a kid, man, I'm, you know, plus the chance to be able to say haboob on TV.
yeah, that's a fact.
Instead of just saying, hey, look at haboobs.
Yeah, are you, but you were a ski bum, man. Well, you're not a bum, you're an instructor. You're a ski bum
and instructor, but Flagstaff's not too far, but you know how it goes.
Can you drive up the mountain on Carefree Highway or whatever that is and get up there and ski?
Yeah, I think it's 2 hours from Scottsdale, but, you know, for 52 years, I've been skiing, you know what I mean? So maybe I just sit by the pool more.
Oh, you will, for sure, man.
All right, yeah, this is a great line. Okay, so how big's the pool?
It's really nice. It is 45 feet long, so I'm going to start doing laps.
Jesus, Walter.
And start doing laps every morning. Yeah.
Right, let me ask you a question. In the housing world, all right? And let's just make the analogy here, okay?
Yeah.
If in Seattle the hamburger costs $15, what does the hamburger cost in Phoenix?
Yeah, I would say $9.
All right. With a pool?
Yeah, exactly.
And how many bedrooms?
Three bedroom, two bath. I'll put it to you this way. We said to each other that because Seattle is so expensive and Phoenix is so inexpensive that we said we won the Seattle lotto.
You probably did.
Yeah.
How many square feet did you have? Where were you in Magnolia?
Yeah, we had a small place, you know, one of those war boxes. It was perfect for two little kids at the time when they were little, but now they're men and they're taller than me. So
how many square feet you got now?
2,000.
Okay. And how big's your garage?
It fits two big cars, a big truck and a regular car.
And is it a gravel yard, so you don't have to cut grass or anything?
The backyard is all like the, you know, that just nice stuff. You don't have to cut grass. In the front, they cut for you.
Okay. Oh,
nice.
Now, you know what else you can do? I don't know how crazy you want to get, but you know you can grow lemons, limes,
oranges, you know all that, yep. right?
No, I mean, the whole thing about, you know, you walk down the street and you just get your groceries. It's like, you know, Marge has a lemon tree and Jono has a grapefruit tree. And
so fresh produce. I like it. You treat your neighborhood like a farmer's market.
Yeah.
I swear. And in fact, once, you know, because it all grows at once, you just, everybody puts their stuff out on the sidewalk and says, free grapefruit.
Seriously? Ooh, the only thing I get are offers of free sofas that have springs sticking out of them.
Yeah, and Walter, I have a buddy who lives down at Scottsdale. I'll come down and visit you. We'll hit up the coach house.
No, I want everybody to come down and visit. I want you guys to come down and visit. Anybody.
What's your wife going to think of that?
We joke around, but you know we're going to stay in a hotel if we do this. You know what I mean?
Well, I think a lot of people will come down, do the hotel stuff, and then, you know, we all get together.
How close are you to a golf course?
Three.
What a jerk.
They're not country clubs. They're nice. They're just nice munis. You know, they're like West Seattle. They're nice.
If you could just get to West Seattle.
Yeah, exactly. That was one of my last runs a couple days ago, and I was like, dang, how do you get here?
Right.
It's a pain. And by the way, a comment came in. It says, and this is an actual quote, I love Walter. He's such a cool guy. Way better than you guys.
I guess you're going to be playing a lot of golf over the summer then, right? Since you're taking the summer off?
Yeah, I'm going to be playing a lot of golf. I know everyone says it's hot and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? Nobody in Arizona golfs in the summer. And so, you know, me and my boys will get out there. And, you know, you put what we do is you put ice in the hat so it drips down your head. And then you put an ice bandana around your neck, and then you just drive from palm tree to palm tree.
Yeah, you get yourself a big old bucket hat. You know what I mean? And just
that's
rock.
What we do.
What are you going to do? And honest to God, on Monday morning, have you thought? Or well, actually, in your case, it would be Sunday morning because you started your weather forecast on Sunday night and finished on Thursday. But what do you think that feeling? And I know you're going to be busy unpacking or whatever you got to do. What do you think that feeling is going to be after 20 some years when you wake up and know that you can do whatever you want to do that day?
You know, I've been so speechless the last 2 days that I'm taking the summer off. And you know what's going to happen? In about 2 weeks in, I'm going to be like, I got to go to work.
Yeah, you're going to be bored. Are you going to grow facial hair?
Yeah, I'm going to get long hair. And I'm going to do a little beard.
Okay.
That's throw that cool, beard, man. Walter.
Hey, just
Walter.
Go for it, man. Go David Letterman. I mean, next time we see you, we should not recognize you.
Letterman, right? I'll send you some pics.
And any chance you ever getting back up here? I told you if you came back up or whatever the deal was, you're good for around the Chambers Bay on me. Could you get back at all, or are you going to be down there for a while?
Well, at least for a little while. But, yeah, you know, I'll always. I mean, Northwest, I mean, I spent 50 years of my life in the Northwest. So I'll always come back.
Okay. All right, man. We're really excited for you, Walter.
Yeah, we are, man. Seriously.
Yeah, dude.
You ever get a chance to, another friend of the show who also had moved on in the business, you ever get a chance to talk to Perella Lewis in South Carolina?
We definitely chat, you know, via the socials for sure.
Okay, very cool. Very cool. All right, Walter, listen, if we could, man, just one last time, and I know you know what the deal is, and if you could just give everybody a little information here about how the weekends have been going so far within the past month here in the greater Seattle area. It seems to be some strange anomaly that never happens here. Will this continue into the weekend?
All right. Well, so you guys know that now we're coming on 11 out of 12 or 11 out of 13 with some sort of marine push and some sort of rain shower activity. The Seattle joke is that it's always raining on holidays. But, you know, for some reason, it's just been raining on the weekends a little bit. It's not going to storm or anything, but you guys, you know, just plan on one of those cooler weekends as usual.
Chance of showers.
A few showers.
Maybe Saturday or Sunday?
Both days, mostly east side.
Jesus.
Walter, just real quick, another comment. I just want you to understand what people think of you. Says, Walter was the most animated weatherman. My wife said she would sleep with him. I wasn't even mad.
So showers over the weekend, mild temperatures. Walter Kelly, is there anything else you want to say?
Well, you know what I want to say. And this is what I've been wanting to say for about, 8 years since we haven't talked. Rock on!
Rock out!
It's Walter Kelly, thank you so much, brother. We appreciate it, man. You be good down there.
See you, Walter.
Love you.
Yeah,
see
you. Love you too, brother. Drive safe, man.
Man, oh man.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Iowa mom gives birth to a beautiful baby boy that she didn't know was inside her. Meanwhile, a Florida woman is arrested after calling 911 four times for a personal chauffeur. Elderly couple held up traffic on a bridge while riding their motorized scooter on the road. A store owner catches a jogger behind his store dropping a bowel-gurgling load. And if you stole a stripper pole from the lovers in Tequila, they have your license plate number. And they also know your lover's membership number. That's not good. Time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to Florida, where an elderly couple were holding up traffic. The pair were filmed by cars behind them as they blocked traffic, driving over a bridge on their motorized electric scooters.
Oh.
They led cars across the bridge, flying the American flag between the two of them. No charges were filed, but there were many frustrated drivers.
I bet there were. It's a long bridge, and they were on the scooters that you'd see somebody riding around like in a Walmart.
Exactly.
They were riding side by side. Rascals. Nobody could get around them.
But how is it that you don't get charged with? I'm not saying throw their ass in jail, but I mean, even if I did that, they'd be like, dude, we got to at least give you a ticket, right?
The story said that they had to have a license to be able to drive them, and they couldn't drive them on footpaths, so this was the only way that they could get across there. Right, uh-huh. So while they are technically impeding traffic,
they followed
no
the letter of the law.
For them to go, right?
Yep.
So there you go. Moving on, and in other news, we stick to Florida, where a woman felt the need to call 911. Operators got a call from the woman at 2 in the morning, where she simply said hello and hung up. An hour later, they got another similar call from the woman and sent an officer to check on her location, the nearby hospital. When they arrived, they found her, and she informed the officers that she needed a ride to the next town. They warned her about the misuse of the 911 system, but, you guessed it, she ignored it and called again and was arrested.
Stop calling, Adele.
It's me.
From the other side.
She's at the hospital. I don't know how whacked out she is to call 911 because she needs a ride.
She's got to be whacked out. I've never understood, with adults anyway, if you are not drunk or high, why would you repeatedly call 911?
But even if you are drunk or high, this is some sort of, what am I trying to say? It's a reactionary response. You're drunk or high, so you're just moving based on reaction.
Sure.
Why is your reaction when you need a ride? I'm going to call 911, act friendly, and they're going to get me to where I need to go.
Well, eventually they will give you a ride, just not the place you want it to be.
This is correct. You will not be at the hospital any longer. They will take you somewhere else. Down in Australia, we might have covered this a little bit earlier today, a business owner got revenge on a jogger. The jogger had been caught on CCTV as he took a break from his run to relieve himself by the business's dumpster. As the video continues, we see the back door door of the business open, pinning the jogger behind the door, and the owner then chastises the runner before forcing him to pick up his mess with his bare hands and carry it across the street to dispose of it. So the way that he blocks this guy in there is that this dumpster is butted up to kind of the L-shaped alleyway behind the building, and he's in the little nook there so nobody will see him. Well, as the door opens up, it slams up against that dumpster, locking him in that little pit in there, and now he can't move, and now he can sit there and listen to what this business owner wants to tell him.
Oh, business owner had a lot to tell.
Yeah, I bet he did.
I just love, like, you need to clean that mess up.
Right.
I don't have any. I didn't ask you that.
That's right.
I said you need to clean it up.
That's not my problem.
And the dumpster's locked.
Right.
That's the
problem. Can you grab the key? No.
No.
Get it out of here, because I don't want it sticking up my dumpster either. Stop pooping where you don't belong.
It's amazing. None of these businesses are open at all, period. But the dumpsters are overflowing. They still have to pay for it because everybody and their brother is cleaning out something.
Exactly.
So even though the business isn't dumping their trash in there anymore, it sure seems like everybody else is.
Exactly. Because they're filling up their own trash cans, so they need more space for it. So, yeah, they're putting it in businesses so they don't have to pay for it. Way to go, people. There's a company called Space Perspective that is now offering an interesting experience. For the low, low price of $125,000 a seat, they're letting passengers board a balloon that will float into the stratosphere.
No.
I would do it, but I don't have $125,000. That is the inherent problem.
Is it in a capsule?
Yeah. Yes. You're inside. You're not in a basket.
Correct.
Okay, good. That would suck.
The balloon is equipped with a pressurized cabin that will keep passengers safe as they see the world like never before.
Okay. And hopefully it has a parachute included in that just in case.
Right.
Well, at least the second one will.
Yeah, right.
If the first one does it, the second one
will. But even with the parachute, like I'm trying to remember back to that Red Bull stunt that was a while back. Like, there was a serious danger that if this guy...
He started spinning.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to kill him if that happens. Like... You can't just spread your arms and kind of try to float your way down there until you can safely deploy the parachute at this point. Like,
all right, well, let me ask you, what scenario would you rather have? All right, so something goes wrong with this balloon and you're dropping back toward the earth. Maybe your parachute deploys, maybe it doesn't. If it does, maybe you get into the death spiral. Or something goes wrong and you just keep floating up.
Ooh. Which way do you want to go?
I'll take the death spiral. There's a chance I'll get out of that. If I'm going up into space, I'm hosed.
I'm hoping they have something equipped like the Mars rover when it landed, like these huge bouncing balls that just inflate. When you hit the ground, you bounce over Kansas a couple times.
You realize
that. Back up in Oklahoma.
A child came up with that.
No way.
Swear to God. So this happens a lot, as it were, in the space industry. But, you know, one of the things that's most expensive about flying anything is the fuel, because you need fuel to get where you're going. The fuel weighs a lot, and money is tied to weight as far as these launches go. So they're talking about, you know, do these boosters to slow down your descent to land on Mars. And I think the guy said, like, his daughter, he's explaining to his daughter what he's working on. He was at home, and she was either 9 or 11, one of those two. But she suggested, like, what about, like, a Super Bowl, right? Like, little rubber balls. Mm-hmm. And he kind of chuckled, and then they started kind of doing the math on it, and, like,
crap.
You know what?
That might work.
This saves a hell of a lot of money, yeah.
The Tukwila Police Department has made the news. Earlier this week, the police department posted on Twitter, quote, "If you happen to be the individual that stole a stripper pole from lovers around 2 p.m. today, we know who you are via your store membership card and license plate."
Can you just not use my name, guys?
Please be sure to check your mail for your court date.
Yeah, man, don't be stealing from lovers.
Right? What's wrong with you?
And you have a membership.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they know you.
Right. They have cameras on your face.
Yeah. Eric. Plus, that's one of the best lovers around.
The one at Tukwila?
Yeah.
What, bigger selection? Is that where you get your plugs?
Bigger selection, great staff. Great, solid place.
Right. A woman in Iowa is a brand new mother. Why is this making headlines? She had no idea that she was pregnant. Up until the final moments of her pregnancy, she thought she was merely experiencing some back pain, but when she felt nauseous, dizzy, and her water broke, she knew it was time to go to the hospital.
What is that?
The baby was born healthy and happy, and the new parents couldn't be happier.
Every woman that's ever given birth wishes that was her story.
Right. That's kind of what I thought.
Right?
It's simple.
These stories happen, but I don't know how they do. I mean, you hear about the really trying times that expectant mothers go through pregnancy, and she just walked right through it. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Get some rest over the weekend. Be safe if you can. Enjoy the amateur fireworks display that'll be at least a week long.
Yes, indeed. In the meantime, we be all up out this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.